According to state data, as of September 4th, San Bernardino County had the second highest percent increase in voter registrations in the state, and Riverside County had the fifth largest. UC Riverside political science professor Francisco Pedraza says this regional rise may be due to decades of work done by community organizations.
Those organizations that formed, you know, in the 90s and 2000s and even a decade ago around mentoring youth, around civic engagement, the huge influx of resources and organizing that took place in anticipation for the 2020 census. All of that has built a tremendous capacity in the Inland Empire that may be translating into this surge in voter registration.
And the surge is trending left, but notably the number of independent party affiliations doubled since 2016. As for age groups, in Riverside County, the largest percentage goes to those 66 and older. But in San Bernardino, it's voters 26 to 35.
We've got some clues that say the youth are really pumped up. And some of it has to do with how deeply engaged they are on major policy issues of the day.
Pedraza says a look at the historical data will reveal if this year's numbers are really due to the influence of community groups or if it's just a sign of the overall population growth seen statewide. He offers the reminder that just because people register does not mean they will actually cast a ballot. Regardless, he says the numbers are a reason to be hopeful.
The source of my optimism comes from witnessing all of the hard work that elections officials, that community organizations, that voter advocates in general have been investing into information awareness campaigns, as well as turnout campaigns.
Monday, October 19th is the last day for Californians to postmark mail-in voter registration forms or to submit electronic applications to vote in the November general election. Details can be found on both County Register of Voters websites. Megan Jamerson, Empire KVCR News.